This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can just go ahead and forget the actual content from last night, right? Never mind the policy specifics and positions on the issues. What matters, as we all know by now, having been told so, is who won, how big is Governor Romney's debate bounce in the polls going to be, and how long is it going to last?
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Happily for us, we don't care about any of that stuff. We're going to talk about the polls themselves and how to think about them. For that, we've got a guy who knows a little something about polls. Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, it's good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
Without sticking a finger in the eye of a guest on this broadcast and somebody who's been doing these polls for a good part of his adult life, I have to ask why we should believe you guys. I mean, come on.
Well, that's not an illegitimate question. In fact, George Gallup, who founded our company, used to say one of the reasons that he put an emphasis on horse race polling was because it gave him a validation check against real-world behavior. So far this election, through all the primary season and what have you, the polls have actually been quite accurate. You know, if they said Mitt Romney was going to win a primary, he in fact did win the primary. And if they said Rick Santorum was going to win, he did win as well.
Do you have polling that shows how people feel about polls?
You know, Kai, that's kind of a meta question.
I know.
I love meta questions. We do.
I knew you would.
Yeah, we've asked people. In fact, people actually like polls. We actually have said, for example, do you think leaders should pay more attention to public opinion? And we get significant majorities who say yes. We also say that Americans have more confidence in themselves, that is, the average American's wisdom, than they do the elected representative they send off to Washington. But all of our research shows that Americans say it's a good thing that our leaders and others pay attention to them. And after all, the only way you can pay attention to Americans is to poll them because there's so many of us.
Does it become at some point in the campaign in the last month sort of self-fulfilling? I mean, people see the polls and then they agree with the polls and that makes the polls be more, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the bandwagon effect. It's hard for scientists, social scientists, to really ascertain if there really is such a thing. And I frankly doesn't bother me. If an average citizen out there says, I'm going to vote for candidate X because all of my neighbors are voting for him as represented in the poll, that's a legitimate input. Certainly, it's as legitimate a criteria as saying I'm voting for X because I like the television ad I saw last night.
Yeah, right. What is it, or was it, I guess, about this idea of public opinion research that got you interested however many decades ago it was?
Ah, that'll be in my autobiography, forthcoming in decades. You know, I like people. Doctors study people, the micro level, and psychologists study what's going on in their brain. But I like kind of the aggregation of how people move back and forth and associate in groups and create classes and other things. And polling, public opinion polling, is one of our best methods for trying to understand how people are operating and feeling and thinking. So it's a great method to reach a goal, and that is to understand human social behavior.
Frank Newport. He's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.